So I want to welcome each and every one of you here for this honorary and happy occasion of the birthday of the Hotel Colorado in the Yampa Caves, which is sacred to the Ute people. My people, the Ute people, consider this the heart of Ute country about 135 years ago before we were kicked out of this area. The hot springs and the Yampa Caves are sacred to the Utes and all the lands around here. So it's always good to come back here each month or from time to time to be a part and to play an important role in the birthday of both historic places. As you know, this was the Western White House when President Roosevelt was in office. So it carries a lot of history. And we look forward to another 125 years for both facilities to be here. And this prayer is for that and for the people. But most importantly too, we're gonna also think of our friends and relatives and the people of the Carolinas and the Eastern Seaboard as the hurricane goes through. We're gonna also think about the rescuers who are working there, firefighters, police officers, sheriffs, all branches of the military, and law enforcement from Western and Central United States who are helping in the East Coast. And myself being retired, Cleta, my heart goes out to everyone who's helping the people out there. Yana Monam, Diaya Panikini. Do some way. Creator, we stand here before you. We may be sitting, we may be standing. Our hearts goes out to the people on the East Coast. We also say prayers and blessings for those who have lost their lives, those who have succumbed to the effects of the hurricane. We offer prayers to all the many who are venturing to the East Coast, civilians as well as volunteers who are helping the people. We also say prayers to the firefighters, the police officers, the sheriffs, the federal agencies who are there helping. This is a part of life. This is a circle of life as we understand it in the Native belief. Sadly, it is also a part of the circle of life from the time we're born to the time we're young adults. And then we make our way to our elderly years. We say prayers for those who have lost loved ones, who have made the journey to the great beyond. As we know, it is always also hard for people to lose family members or friends. We woke up this morning, this wonderful, marvelous day. We are greeted by our friends and those who we have not met as of yet, who may become good friends, but at least friends in the human race. We offer prayers to those around the world as each and every one of us come from many cultures and customs, and we may speak a different language, but we're a part of the human race. The only thing that connects each and every one of us, regardless of where we are around the world, is the major things. All we want to do is live in harmony with Mother Earth. We want to provide for our families and our loved ones, and we want to cherish those who we care. We are mankind. We are no different. We are no better than one another. But we must respect Mother Earth, for she provides everything that we would like to have in order to survive this land. May we carry these prayers and these good feelings, and as the breeze blows gently, the ancestors of the Ute ancestors who lived here is present. And we say these words with a good morning to each and every one of you. And forever where you may come, wherever you may live, that you travel back home safe and sound. And that everything will be good for you from this day forward, always in your life, for you and your family. And to those who are firefighters and law enforcement, also be safe out there. As I know how fires can be too, as well as living here back in 94 and seeing the energy and the element of the fire and what it can do that we must respect and maintain our fires in a good way and use wells, use all elements good. We must also protect and clean, keep our waters clean. Without water, we do not survive. Wildlife does not survive. So let's take care of those things that we have out there and always use them as best we can. So I bid you good blessings to each and every one of you. And thank you. It's an honor to be able to speak to each and every one of you here today. And hopefully those prayers will go out to the four directions to our friends and relatives, no matter where they may be on Mother Earth and around the world. Oh, Dwayne.